Nobody Will Go Back, Christians Flee Middle East After Fall of Islamic State. By Edwin Mora on April 28, 2019. The number of Christians in the birthplace of their faith, the Greater Middle East, continues to plummet months after the Islamic State, which waged a genocidal campaign against Christians, lost its caliphate in Iraq and Syria. Breitbart News learned from various experts, including an archbishop. Unfortunately, it can be stated that the Islamic State group's anti-Christian campaign was very successful in Iraq, and to a certain extent, successful in Syria. John Hayar, the co-chair of the American Mideast Coalition for Democracy, AMCD, and co-director of the Middle East Christian Committee, MECRIC, told Breitbart News. "I think we have no more hope," Archbishop Vikan Ekhazian, the diocesan legate in America's capital and ecumenical director for the Eastern Diocese of the Armenian Orthodox Church of America, also told Breitbart News, referring to the future of Christianity in its Middle East cradle. "Middle East Christians have no nation that protects them openly. The number of Christians in Middle East North Africa, MENA, as a component of the overall Muslim majority population, has dropped substantially, from about 10% in 1900 to between 2 and 4% now. There are different estimates for the overall number of Christians that vary from about 12 million in the Middle East alone to about 20 million in MENA," Breitbart News learned from the experts and data from U.S. government and independent sources. "The future for Christians right now is terrible, a Middle East without Christians. We are going to have churches without Christians as museums for tourists. There will be no Christians left," the archbishop warned, echoing other analysts who have constantly cautioned that Christianity is on the verge of extinction in the Middle East. "The number of Christians in the Middle East has already dropped extensively," he further declared, accusing church leaders of inflating the actual numbers of Christ followers in the region to minimize the fact that Christianity is on the brink of extinction. The bishop urged U.S. President Donald Trump's administration to do even more to help Middle East Christians. Contradicting assertions by the Trump administration, the church leader said, "People are not coming back. I can assure you that nobody will go back." The Trump administration has dispersed billions in funding to help victims of ISIS genocide, namely Christians and Yazidis, but the bishop told Breitbart News it is not enough. "Trump is going to be a hero for the Christians in the Middle East if he takes more action," he said. "The ball is in Trump's court," he further said. In Iraq, which experts say has experienced the most dramatic drop in Christians due to jihadis and Iran-allied groups, Ekhazian told Breitbart News that number has decreased from 1.6 million to less than 100,000, marking a drop of more than 90%. A similar situation is taking place in Syria's Aleppo, where there has also been a drop of more than 90% in Christians, from 360,000 to about 25,000 now, he said, noting, "The church leaders don't want to say those statements because they fear their followers will be disillusioned." ISIS's genocide campaign targeted religious minorities in Iraq and Syria, primarily Christians and Yazidis, killing tens of thousands of them and taking some hostages as sex slaves. "They, Christians, realize just how insecure they are," Nina Shea, a religious freedom expert at the Hudson Institute, told Breitbart News. "Their own governments failed to protect them, and ISIS gained popular support within some neighboring major Sunni areas, like Mosul." Archbishop Ekhazian said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi so far has been the best leader in the Middle East for defending Christians. He said, adding, "The biggest Christian majorities are in Egypt." Shea pointed out, "Egypt retains 10 million Coptic Christians. That is the only place where I see a certain future for them, Christians. In a generation, Egypt may be the only remaining country with a robust Christian community that traces its roots to the earliest Christian church," Shea added. Elsewhere in the Middle East, only remnants of these ancient communities may survive. Nevertheless, Shea and the bishop acknowledged that, even in Egypt, Christians are confronting the spread of Sunni extremism and anti-Christian bigotry. "The ongoing war against Islamic terrorism continues to kill, wound, and push Christians out of their historical homelands in the Greater Middle East, even in Egypt. More recently, after the Arab Spring and with the rise of ISIS, tens of thousands of Christians were killed in Iraq and Syria," Hayar said. close to 1 million Christians in the region have gone into exile. Following multiple terrorist attacks in Egypt against the Copts, many Christian Egyptians also emigrated from their country, Hayyar continued. We can estimate that more than 25-30% of Christians in the Middle East have been affected by the recent wars and conflicts. The experts also attributed the ongoing demise of Christianity in the Middle East to certain governments' disdain towards followers of Christianity and their refusal to protect them. Referring to the countries that have experienced the largest decline in Christians, Hayyar named Iraq, Syria, Iran, and Lebanon. Similar to Hayyar's list, the bishop said, Iraq is number one, Lebanon is number two, and Syria is number three. The experts conceded that the Trump administration had done more to help Middle East Christians than his predecessor, but they argued that Christians are far from protected and more can be done.